Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Your body is not the problem. It's never been the problem. It's your lifestyle. Did you hear me? It's your lifestyle. Change your lifestyle and your body will change. Right? It's a fact. Now we could go on with this, but let me touch base with something about patience. In James, you remember the scripture? I want you to just turn there and look at it. James, the first chapter. James chapter 1. He said, verse 2, James 1, 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. And you may see some different temptations. Endeavoring to lose those last 10 pounds. Right? Or pass up the bottle or the cigar or the whatever it is, you know. I mean, if it's something you wanting to quit. Now, if you don't want to quit, then you're not going to. And we're not telling you what to do. But we're talking about for people that are wanting to reach a certain goal physically, there is power and grace to do it. And what if you are tempted? Count it all joy. And know this, that the trying of your faith works patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You know what that means, wanting nothing? That means just right. Perfect. No lack, right? Let's talk about the physical thing. That means you get to the place where you don't feel like you ought to lose another pound. You're there. You don't feel like you need to get any more fit. You're where you want to be. You're where you think you should maintain. You're there. We don't have to live, friends, day in and day out with the sense that we are living below where we ought to live. We don't have to live like that in any area. We don't have to live like that spiritually. We don't have to live like that physically. We don't have to live like that mentally or emotionally or maritally or with our family or with our bodies. We can be perfect. Now, that doesn't mean without flaw in the natural world. That means complete. And entire what? Fully satisfied. We're there. Right? We're where we wanted to be. We're where we believe to get. We're there. How'd you get there? By grace and, according to this verse, faith and patience. What does patience mean? If it all happened in 3 days, you wouldn't have to have that word so much in there, would you? If it all happened in 2 weeks, this P word wouldn't be such a deal. Right? But the P word is a deal. Right? Because a lot of people start off good. I mean, this spiritual race that you and I are running, it ain't a marathon. Excuse me, it ain't a sprint. I said it wrong. It's not a sprint. It's not a dash. It is a long distance run. And you don't, I mean, a lot of people out of the gate. Whoo, buddy, I'm telling you. A lot of people do nothing. And then they get stirred up in the meeting and all glory to God. Yeah, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. So they starve themselves and they try to run 50 miles in a week and they really push themselves, you know. And then 6 months later, how you doing? Heard you bought that new gym and that, yeah, well, we've been using it to dry clothes, huh? Would you like to have it? I heard you bought a membership to the gym. Yeah, I wish I hadn't done that. I hadn't used it. Extreme effort is not what it's about. It's about steadiness. It's about doing something day in, day out. And when people get stirred up, they're going to read the whole Bible. You know, read the whole New Testament in a week. Now show me that you can read that one chapter every day. Yeah. All year. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Oh, we're going to pray. Oh, we're going to pray and fast. We're going to fast for 40 days. Are we going to pray? Well, what you going to do after that? Did you hear me? It is not through extreme effort in short bursts. That's not where it's at. That's not where it's at. It's over the long haul. Right? It's day in, day out. Week after week. Month after month. Year after year. Keep believing the Word. Speaking the Word. I want to encourage you, friends, like Phyllis was saying. Maybe it's a physical goal. And you thought, well, I don't think I've lost a pound since this thing started. Don't let that concern you. Right? We never asked you to. We never told you you needed to. And there's no time limit on this thing. Well, Brother Keith, I think I'm in worse financial shape than I was, well, a while back. Yeah, but does that move you? You got to be able to say with the Apostle Paul, none of these things move me. This is what I believe, and this is what I'm going to have. Amen. Through faith and faith and patience. It means you're positive. That means you believe it. You're persuaded. You expect it. And it means you keep doing it day in, day out, week after week, month after month. You set your face like flint. Amen. And you just don't quit till you have it. If it takes a year, then it takes a year. If it takes five, then it takes five. Did you hear me? But you get what you set out to get. Because you can. All things are possible to him or her that believes. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That means you can have it. You can do it. And you ain't got to see if you can break records and see if you can get it ahead of somebody else. Just don't quit. Just stay with it. Well, Brother Keith, I want to be blessed financially, but I'm so broke, I can't pay attention. Well, don't say that anymore. Not even one more time. And you know, Phyllis and I, we're blessed, not as blessed as I believe we will be financially, but we're so much better shape than we were 20 years ago. But it didn't happen overnight. Did you hear me? Our ministry is stronger and reaching more people, but it didn't happen in 5 years. Are you with me now? You got to stay with it. It's like I believe, who was it, Brother John Osteen used to say, God don't pay up every Friday night. But he does pay up. Payday's coming. Right? You may not see it all in a month or 6 months or 3 years. Oh, but friend. Don't cast away your confidence. It has great recompense of reward. You have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you receive the promise. Here's the word of the Lord tonight. Now I'm getting to it. Turn to 1 John. That's right. Thank you, Lord. 1 John. 1 John 5. Wonderful, wonderful scripture right here. 1 John 5. And the fourth verse. 1 John 5 and 4. Whatsoever is born of God struggles in the world. No. Does what?
Overcome.
Is this truth?
Yes.
Are you born of God?
Yes.
Then what do you do?
Overcome.
Whatever, whoever is born of God overcomes the world. Is your flesh in this world?
Yeah.
Yeah. Your finances in this world?
Yeah.
Are you supposed to overcome every challenge, every trial, every test? You might say, well, now, Brother Keith, you know, it's our valleys that help make us what we are too. And there's got to be a little rain with the sunshine, and our defeats help define. Oh, hush! You ain't quoting scriptures. You're quoting unbelieving songs and unbelieving preachers. Unbelieving supposed to be believers. No. I remember scripture like 2 Corinthians 2:14. We need to turn to it. I can quote it, but turn. Hold your place here. Hold your place. Turn to it. Because some folk didn't care for what I just said. I love you, but I ain't taking it back. 2 Corinthians. Now, you might think, well, why did you say that so strong? Because that stuff kills people. That stuff destroys people. That, well, you gotta, you know, you win some and you lose some. And that's the way the old ball bounces. And you just never know. Well, so what's wrong with that? Everything. There are no scripture in here that says you just never know. There's no scripture in here that says you win some and you lose some. You show me, you find it for me. No. This is what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 2. I'm kicking somebody's holy cow. I'm not against you and I'm not mad at you. But friend, if you believe lies, it'll hold you down. It'll keep you from being blessed. This is part of what's been your problem for 40 years. Well, I just don't believe all that. Well, you'll just have to do without then. I'm sorry. But if you'll change, you can come up. You can be healed. You can be blessed. You can be free. And you can get that scowl off your face and be happy for once. Get the victory. Dear Lord, life is too short to go through it with the mully grubs and sourpuss face. Jesus has already gotten us the victory. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are overcomers. Yes, we are. That's who we are. That's what we are. Yeah. What do overcomers do? Overcome. They come over stuff. Yeah. Right? Yeah, they do.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Victorious Over the Flesh, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R227. That's R227. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thank you, feet of God.